This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well. Glad you're with us on a Saturday night. Welcome to the friendly confines. That's what they call it, right? When you're in the ball stadium of your choice. Not that the Yankees would know right now. Man, is that Houston Astros team tough. I mean, you know what I think it is? And I didn't intend to do sports tonight. I think that they're entirely playing for Houston strong. I think it's all about coming back from that huge, huge hurricane and the disaster and the tragedy and all that. And I think that they're playing much bigger than themselves right now. And I don't know. But they have made the big bats and the pitchers of the New York Yankees look fairly anemic in the first two games. That could turn around. But right now, it looks like Houston is really, really tough. And it's going to be interesting because whoever the American League sends, whether it's the young upstart Astros that haven't been to the World Series in a really long time, or the Yankees who seem to get there every other year, they're going to be playing another historic ball team, either the Dodgers or the Cubs. And, you know, they've got their own drama in the National League. So anyway, welcome to Saturday. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be here. We've got so much to get to tonight. Let's go to the big board. MJ Kronfeld, who, when we last spoke with her, was running for a seat on the City Council of New York City, is going to join us in hour number two tonight. I'm very excited about having this young lady back. I was sad that she didn't win the seat for the City Council. I'm very thrilled that she's going to finish her dissertation, that she's going to go on with helping the types of people that she helps, because this young woman gives herself to amazing causes. We had a chance to be at one this week. Tell you a little bit about that. But she's going to join us in the second hour of the Ladies' Lounge, and it's been a while, and she's really funny, and she supported Ted Cruz in the primary, and then she voted for Hillary Clinton in the general. So that just tells you how funny and spontaneous she can actually be, which is far more than I could ever be at this point in time. So that's coming up in the Ladies' Lounge. Now, So you see the Drudge Report picture right there on the big board if you're looking, and then you see all the black and white photos with the one color photo. That's Harvey Weinstein. Now we talked a little bit about Mr. Weinstein last week, but the Academy of the Motion Pictures has decided to toss him. They said bye bye. And this is not undeserved. I mean, he's earned it. Let's just say he's earned it. 36 women now on the record with fairly humiliating stories. If their accounts are true, some of these are just absolutely disgusting. And when you go through the whole list, and the Entertainment Weekly has a feature piece, is actually linked at Drudge, that I've posted and have been talking about reading through today. You read the different stories that have come out from the different women, and you're going, man, this guy was a total cretin. There wasn't anything nice about this guy. And this has bothered me on some level since they began to talk about it, and I don't talk about this story much on my Monday through Friday show because I really don't think that the Harvey Weinstein story is major breaking news. In fact, if you listen to Jane Fonda, if you listen to Ashley Judd, if you listen to some of the people that spoke out this last week, you know that by their own admission that this is not breaking news. That this guy had a reputation for this that goes back decades. And on top of that, his own company, and this is really kind of where it starts to get twisted. His own company put a clause in his contract with them so that they already had a standard procedure in place when they would need to pay someone off for his bad behavior. So, in other words, his board of directors, his people that he, you know, his company was under the auspices and care of, already knew that the guy was, a horn dog. And he couldn't evidently control it. Evidently, he's gone off to sex camp or something. I don't know where you send people that do this. Do they have a camp where they sit and they pugilate themselves? I don't know. Is this does he become a eunuch? Does he wander into the mountains of Switzerland? I don't know how you deal with this. Because I will just say, this speaks to the real core issue of men and women and who we are and how we behave. And when we are left unchecked and we have no accountability on us, man, do we act bad. And so this is the scenario that we find ourselves in. But then something else hit me today. I was reading through this Entertainment Weekly piece and the 36 stories of the 36 women, most of them extremely well-known and quite attractive. So, you know, Harvey he went for the good-looking girls. In the process of reading their stories, several of them had this same thing that Jane Fonda said this week. And Jane Fonda said this week that she had known about it and that she didn't think she needed to speak up because it hadn't affected her. And when she had a very close friend, Roseanne Arquette, that had been impacted by it, she felt bad for her. She still didn't do anything about it. And I'm saying to myself, well, wait a second. Now hold on a second. And I might be a little bit sensitive to this because I'm dealing with a situation in my own life. Well, I've actually dealt with three of these over the course of my 47 years. And the most recent one happens to be related to a church that I'm aware of that had a youth pastor who wasn't doing something terribly different than what Harvey Weinstein was doing. And the question becomes, when did people know and what did they do about it when they did know? Right? So, and if we're really serious about wanting women to feel respected and safe and secure, even the women themselves, as they are becoming aware of this person and his reputation, what do you do when it happens to you or when it happens to someone you know? And it struck me that in the situation that I was aware of a church in the greater New York tri-state area that dealt with this with their youth pastor, is that there were a lot of kids in that youth group that had some inkling of an idea of what was going on between that guy and some of the girls in his youth group. And similar to that, a lot of these actresses are coming out saying, I knew a long time ago that he had this reputation. One of the, I think it was, who's the supermodel? Cara Delevingne? Is that her name? I don't remember her name, but she's one of the really hot models right now. She was interviewed in the EW piece, and she said, he invited me one time, and I got a bad feeling about it, so I didn't go to his hotel room. And I kind of called his bluff and blah, blah, blah. Then a few years later, he invited me back. And I went, and he had another woman there, and he asked if I would kiss her while he watched. And then when I went to leave, he tried to kiss me on the lips, but I got out, and, you know, I was able to get out. And then in the next sentence of her story, she says, but I still got the part. Well, hold one damn second here. What is going on? All of these women feigning that this is the worst thing that's ever happened, but you still go get the part. That particular model knew in advance, because she had already rebuffed him once, that he was like this. It wasn't just reputation that people had told him about. She had experienced it. And when she experienced it, she said no, and he backed off. Then 4, 5, 6 years later, goes to his hotel room, when invited, is asked to do this stuff. It's not even clear if she didn't kiss the other woman. What is clear is that she didn't kiss him as she left. And as that occurred, the next statement in the story, is, but I still got the part. Now, maybe I'm just crabby today. Maybe I didn't want to go to 4 hours of morning soccer with the two kids on earth who don't want to be playing on their soccer teams. I don't know. But this caused a brain cramp in my head, and I said, I've got to talk about this. 888-340-3373. And I don't want it to sound as though I'm not sympathetic to the victims of Harvey Weinstein and people like him who do this to women that do get victimized. I am. I'm fiercely defensive of their innocence. That's why I'm asking this question. It seems like a lot of women, 36 that we know of were impacted that have come forward so far, and several of them went back. Several of them had opportunities more than once. My question is simple. Did they further enable him to do this to other people in those choices? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk about it. It's Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys.
So glad you're with us. Welcome. It is Radio Night Live on a Saturday night, and a big, big show for you tonight. MJ Kronfeld is back in the ladies' lounge tonight. We're excited to have her back because she is all about helping people that hurt. And, friend, if you haven't heard, last week we kicked off our fourth quarter effort, and what we're trying to do between now and Christmas is set 48 people free that are caught in human trafficking. Some of them are slaves of people that are wrongfully sexually using them. Not dissimilar to what we're seeing pop up on the newspaper about Harvey Weinstein. 888-342-1010. It just real briefly, for $250, you can actually liberate one slaved life. One person that is in slavery can be set free from that human trafficking in South Sudan. They're taken back to their family. There are protections in place that they cannot be re-enslaved. And the people at Christian Solidarity International are able to talk to you at greater length about that. But I'm excited to tell you that we've already had seven of the 48 slaves liberated for this effort, and we're seeking to set all 48 free by Christmas Day. We want to give them freedom for the rest of their life as our Christmas present to them this year. So would you join us? Would you consider just getting one slave released? If you did $50 a month for 5 months, that would take care of one slave. If you could do a one-time gift of $250, that would liberate one slave as well. And MJ is going to join us and talk more about that. But that phone number is all important, and it's 888-342-1010. They are standing by right now. You can make your gift if you call right now, 1-888-342-1010. And if you could be the eighth person to free a slave, that would be an amazing kickoff to our night tonight. 888-342-1010. It's just our way of kind of spreading holiday cheer to some people that desperately need it tonight, people that have never had their own freedom. Okay, we're talking about, on the news side of things, we're talking about this kind of odd thought that I had today, and I want to know your thought about it. Am I a complete jerk for having this thought run through my head? Is there some truth to it? Is there something more that the stories just focusing on just Harvey are missing? Because that's really where this is coming from for me. I don't diminish the suffering of any woman who has gone through sexual abuse or mistreatment of any kind. But the interview that did it to me this week was Jane Fonda. Because she said to CNN, yeah, it was terrible. You know, she had worked on some Miramax films in the past, and then she heard about this, and it was horrible, and she thought she should do something about it, and then she chose not to because it hadn't, quote, affected her. Now, it had affected one of her very close friends, Rosanna Arquette, and as Rosanna Arquette shared with her things that happened, you know, she still didn't get involved, still didn't say anything, still didn't do anything. Cara Delevingne, the supermodel, who I believe is also bisexual, used to get ridiculed by Harvey Weinstein about her love interests, and he would basically question her in very inappropriate ways about her interaction with other women, and said, if you ever want to work in Hollywood, you better never kiss another woman. And then he goes and has this arrangement where he invites her up, and she comes in, and there's another woman there, and he's begging her to kiss her. Now, she got out of that, and she got out of the hotel room, but in the story that Entertainment Weekly has on their website, the next line says, but I still got the part. There were other women that also went back and still worked with him even after mistreatment. And this is coming from a raw place with me, because I'm seeing Mal treatment of people across different boards. And so I was aware of this church area, the New York area church a few years ago that had a youth pastor that victimized girls in his youth group, very similar to the way Harvey Weinstein's been victimizing his actresses. And people tried to say something, but then nothing happened. And then when it started happening to some of the people that it happened to didn't speak up. And it was years before someone had the bravery to come out and say, wait a minute, this has happened to me, and that's wrong. My question about Harvey Weinstein specifically, and I'm curious as to your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. The phone lines are wide open. I don't have any guests this first hour. We'll just take phone calls. 888-340-3373. Did the women, maybe not even the ones that were treated the worst, maybe the ones that were just infringed upon the least, maybe the ones he didn't get as physical with or as intense with, but did some of the women that went back and continued to have some sort of interaction with him, did they, in your mind, enable him to continue to do this going forward? Now, I don't put any of the blame on them. He's Satan. He's the one that did this. He's the awful human being that has to be held accountable for his actions. But I guess what causes me to ask this question is, could we have prevented some of the hurt of some of the people down the road if some of those who had their space, privacy, body, sex violated had said, wait a minute, that's not right? And what's bothersome about this is I saw another interview with Ed Asner. Now, Ed Asner is a grumpy old leftist in Hollywood. He's just not a very nice man. And he's got a new book out, and it's all about how he's a crummy, crotchety old guy that, thinks that America's being taken over by right-wingers and all this stuff. So he sits down to do an interview with MSNBC's Chris Jansen. And and she said, I want to talk about this Hollywood thing because it seems to be a culture where people in Hollywood mistreat women in this way. And before they get into the discussion, he says to me, what, no kiss? He says this on camera to a woman that's asking him a question about sexual mistreatment in Hollywood. And not content to just let it sit there, they get to the end of the interview and he says to her, you still owe me a kiss. Now, you can't take away the blame from these disgusting pigs of men. But what is it in the culture that says that the women are saying, I'm not gonna say anything about it? Is it just fear for their own existence? Is it well, it hasn't happened to everyone, I'm the wrong person to speak up about it? Do they enable more of it to take place because they don't speak up? I looked at the Jane Fonda interview and I was scratching my head going, you're like the elder stateswoman of women in Hollywood. I don't agree with you on almost anything. But if you'd come forward a couple of years ago and said, hey, Harvey Weinstein's a pig and he should be gotten rid of, and he's mistreating women, and you actually did something about it, I would have been at the front of your parade blowing the trumpet as loud as anybody. Did some of these women further enable Harvey Weinstein to continue doing what he was doing? And should there be some soul-searching on their parts for what has happened here? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I want to take your calls. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're live on YouTube and Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We had some sort of issue with the phone system. If you were just trying to call to get through to the show, please call right back. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're talking about Harvey Weinstein's women and some of the things that have been coming out now. Now, a week ago, it was just one woman. It was just Ashley Judd. But I said on this broadcast last week, that you're going to see a whole parade of people. I did not know that we were going to have 36 recognizable names, stars, that were going to all be on the record by 1 week later. But I think the fact that we are speaks a little bit to what I'm saying tonight. And there's safety in numbers, I guess, which is good. But it still bothers me. It's something I'm struggling with. Why does it require all of this pain for something to be done about it? Why is it necessary for folks to go through this entire mess and say, you know, it's only now, after it's happened to all of these other people, that we get serious about it. Now, it's gotten serious. Harvey Weinstein's probably going to face criminal charges. The R word has been used in more than one of these stories and circumstances. But mingled in with those stories and circumstances are people that, even though they knew that it was kind of gross and that he was kind of disgusting in this way, they still went back and they still said, okay, this time I'll give it a try. Okay, this time I hope I will still get the show, the movie, the part, whatever. So this is the troubling thing for me. If Hollywood wants us to take them seriously and to say that, you know, they are indeed able to be trusted, able to be looked up to, able to have some degree of confidence in that they're doing what's in the best interest of America. And I don't know anybody that would make that argument, especially the movie house called Miramax. Now, this was the other part that kind of went through my head. Miramax has made a long history of turning out trash in some respects. Offensive titles that are of real no redeeming value at all to the culture. And I'm not saying everything that Hollywood makes has to be, you know, like, church. I'm not making that argument. But what you do have is you have a consistent pattern of very envelope pushing films that get greenlit, that get produced, that Harvey Weinstein put his name on. And they would push the sexual envelope. They would explore things that were patently offensive. So if a guy lives in that muck and his brain works along those lines for however long, is it completely unreasonable to think that at some point he's going to become what he puts around him? This is actually one of the reasons why I don't want my kids going to other people's houses to play. I want those kids coming to my house. Why is that, Kev? Well, because as the father of my household, I have a certain degree of control over the environment that all of them are playing in. And I don't want my kids to become objects or, growths of other environments, largely of which may embrace moral viewpoints that I do not. Oh, Kev, come on, you're you know, this is really over the top for you. Well, okay, so be it. It's not your kids. My job is to make sure they turn out right. So, I'm very curious. And ladies, if you want to call tonight and you would prefer to go anonymously on the air, because I can understand why anonymity might be good, we'll be glad to let you do that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But it is a troubling question that I don't have an answer to. Were there women that were actually victims of Harvey's that actually further enabled him to damage other people? And shouldn't all of us, when we become aware of something of this magnitude, and far less, I might add, wouldn't it be great if we all stood up and said, no, you don't get to do that again to anyone, because I'm not going to let you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Very curious as to your thoughts on this, 888-340-3373. Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has revived his most popular offer. Buy one pillow, get one free. When you call tonight, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use my promo code KMC. Coming right back from New York.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
10-10.
So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. MJ Kronfeld coming up in hour two tonight in the Ladies Lounge. Looking forward to MJ being back. She's got thoughts on this, particularly how girls survive sexual and human trafficking. And let's face it, Harvey Weinstein and kind of the stuff that he's pulled doesn't make him any better than the worst human trafficker on earth. I mean, this, when you have that little respect for human beings, that's exactly what you are. You are a disgusting pig. 888-340-3373. Want to speak with you, though, and curious as to your thoughts on this. So let's go to Reno, Nevada, listening on the radio, 99.1 FM. Tony, welcome. You're on with Calvin McCullough. Hi.
Hello. My comment is, when it comes to women, especially in some... Hello?
We're here, Tony. Go right ahead.
Okay. In some fields, and movie making, and but the entertainment is one of them. It's a dog-eat-dog atmosphere. And you come off soft, and if you don't fight for what you really want, you don't get it. And other people that have had to fight for, especially women, are not going to, boo-hoo, sorry, you didn't make it. We're going to surround us, you know, around you. No, it's doggy dog, and you're going to have to be tough. And everybody knows you have to be tough. And that's why women do not come out and cling to each other and protest and, hey, we're going to right the wrong, because they've all had to do it in one way or another.
So you're saying, so let me just try to, Tony, let me try to understand what you're saying. So when Jane Fonda said, for example, I knew what he was doing, but because he hadn't done it to me, I didn't feel like it was my place to speak up. You're saying she's looking out for her own interest as opposed to the interest of, quote, the sisterhood.
Yes.
Okay. That's
yes.
That's an interesting observation, Tony. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Are some of the women enabled, did they further enable Harvey Weinstein to do what he ended up doing? Did they enable greater hurt to be inflicted upon other people because they didn't kick and scream loud enough when it did happen to them or when they first were aware of it? Now, as far as we know, nothing happened to Jane Fonda. She just became aware of it and didn't do anything. 888-340-3373. Cara Delevingne, the model, actually did know about it, did go back, did try to get apart, did put up with more bad behavior, did escape the worst of that bad behavior, but then in the very next sentence of her story, in the story recounting all these things, she goes, but I did get the part. Well, okay, great, you got the part. Other women probably got harassed because you got that part. You know, good job. Good job, Kara. Amy, calling from Reno, Nevada. You're up next with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Kevin, all I have to say is, you know, why didn't any of these actresses, big names, come forward? I just, you know, this model does, and then they all kind of jump on the bandwagon. So they all did that for that part. So I believe he's guilty, just from the sounds of the recordings with the model. But it just makes me mad. Maybe Angelina Jolie could have stopped this a long time ago, or so there wouldn't have been so much. But I think they all just did what they have to do to get the part, and that says a lot less about women right there.
Amy, what message, if these 36 women, and some, and I'm not saying all of them did this, but let's just say some of them did, maybe 10%, three or four of them did. What message does that send to young girls that are watching this unfold now about the future?
That sends the same message that we're all supposed to be Barbie-like, supermodel, skinny, and all this kind of stuff. It's the wrong message. So it shouldn't even, he should have made that advance off that first individual, that first female, and it should have ended right there. If she lost the part, but look what they're doing for money. So they're just, you know, this model's the first one to do it. How long has he been doing this? And they all accepted it. Oh, and now they don't? I'm sorry. The only credibility that I will give any lean towards is that model. Everybody else, sorry.
Well, the first one that spoke up. Okay, thank you, Amy. I appreciate the call. It's very interesting because when Ashley Judd, a week ago, then that was the story when we were here on the air last week, was that it was Ashley Judd who had come forward. It's very intriguing that she had kind of done it by herself, but I said on this show last week there's going to be a bunch more that speak up, and as soon as someone broke, it's like they were waiting for the dam to break, and as soon as it did, then a whole bunch of people came through it. I mean, and there's more every day. It's like there's two or three people that are saying almost every single day, oh well, you know, I had an experience. And then they're telling it to some press outlet, and then, you know, so we've compiled, I think, 36 women that have now been impacted by his behavior. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if this is what it takes to get the job, to turn your back on your fellow woman, so to speak, The culture of Hollywood's not just messed up just because Harvey Weinstein exists and just because these women are going for roles. There's a much bigger picture here, a moral issue of what the tone and the culture of Hollywood is as a whole. I mean, how dumb do you have to be Ed Asner and say at the beginning of an interview on MSNBC last week, when you've been brought in to discuss this, hey, where's my kiss? Hey, baby. And then before you sign off, when she's already rebuffed you once, you know, you still owe me a kiss. I don't owe you anything, you nasty old man. Leave me alone. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts, and we'll push women to the top of the line, because I really want to know what the ladies think, especially on this. 888-340-3373. We're live on YouTube and on Facebook Live tonight. You can also join the conversations there. You can jump into the conversation via the telephone, 888-340-3373. And next hour, MJ Kronfeld is back. We have, you know, the mistreatment of women is rampant. And we're actually blessed because we have the ability to do something about it. So we had a very interesting experience this week. She'll share a little bit about that. She's involved in a project she's very involved with. And I'm also involved with one that involves women on the other side of the planet. But, friends, we can make a difference. We just have to be willing to set our minds to do so. And we'll talk about that as well. Okay, all straight ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, glad you're with us. It's Saturday night. Radio Night Live is the place. And hour number one, almost in the books. Hour number two is going to be a lot of fun. MJ Kronfeld will be with us. She was last seen running for city council office. She did not get that city council seat. But I'm okay with that because that means she's going to have a lot of opportunity to work good in the world around her in a different way. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. One of my favorites in the Ladies' Lounge, and she rejoins us at the top of the hour. We're talking about whether or not some of Harvey Weinstein's actual victims further enable Harvey Weinstein to inflict pain on other people. And I'm not doing this because I want to point blame at the women. I'm asking the larger question because I think that we're missing an opportunity to actually do some really good inventory in our culture, and maybe we should make some changes about things. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Maria, calling from Oregon, listening to us tonight on AM 1540. Great station there in the Portland area. Maria, welcome. Thank you for being with us. What's your story?
This has happened to me personally by someone that I knew, and this is just my opinion. It's up to me to tell the world about it. I don't believe that it's up to my girlfriends or anyone else that knew about it. In fact, that would really offend me. It's my business. Since it happened to me, I know what the consequences are. You're re-raped over and over in public by the police, by your priests or pastors, whoever, by the family members of both families. Who wants to go through that? It's bad enough the first time. It's actually worse when it happens over and over. So I don't think that anyone else is responsible for turning some, you know, it's the person that it happens to that needs to speak up. When it happened to me, I was too young. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't handle it. And like I said, to be re-raped publicly over and over.
Maria, I get that part of it, but let me ask you about this. And this was, there were two people that really confused me. The Jane Fonda issue was one, but that the model who knew that he behaved badly and then went back to him to try to get a part. And then he behaved badly when she went back to him, and she was able to escape the bad behavior, and she still got the part, which was kind of her goal. But she still didn't say anything. I mean, doesn't that further enable him to think I can get away with it again?
Well, my understanding of that is that the first time when he approached her, she felt uncomfortable. It wasn't necessarily that he spelled it out. She just had an uncomfortable feeling and did not go. And when he approached her years later, she may still not have known specifically, and just
all right.
She was much older, gone through.
So different circumstances is what you're saying there. Okay, I got you, Maria. Thanks for sharing your story, and we appreciate your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
468-750.